All right, moving on to the bottom of the hour report.
That's another pleasant little ditty.
Well, it is. It's a pleasant little show I got going here. You been stumbling upon anything worth reporting?
Oh, a few things here and there, nothing earth-shattering. We have a fellow in Wausau, Wisconsin, who is a little upset with some park workers, the maintenance department. In particular, the fellows who cut the grass. This Wausau man would sit in a gazebo on a fairly regular basis. And the parks department employees, when they cut the grass, would allow the grass to blow on this man. And he didn't like that much. In fact, he didn't like it at all. So he came up with a rather unique way of trying to get back at the parks department. He hung women's underwear on department vehicles when they were parked for the night. And he struck as many as 50 times. He'd hang bras and panties of various sizes.
Now, first of all, let's stop right here because, A, we have a beautiful story. We just have a beautiful story. It's incongruent. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's perfectly bizarre, wonderfully American. Second of all, or B, we have a lot of elements that aren't making any sense. First of all, there's a gazebo in a park where this guy likes to sit.
Yes. That,
and every now and then they cut the lawn, and as they go by him, he gets showered with grass shavings.
That's correct.
He gets annoyed. Now, of all the options in the world, and I can imagine there are hundreds of options at this point for him, he chooses one very few others would have come up with. Let's get a bunch of women's undergarments and do what with them?
And he places them on park vehicles. I'm guessing he probably drapes them over the radio antenna or maybe puts it under the windshield wiper blades.
But, I mean, how is that getting back at them? So you come out and there's a bra there. I mean,
get it either, Miski.
Right. Is there more to the story then?
Well, eventually they managed to track this fellow down after he'd struck many times, dozens of times, because they had some surveillance video.
Sure.
And I have no idea what his name is. The story doesn't say, but the police have referred the case to the district attorney's office, and this fellow could be charged with disorderly conduct.
I don't think it's as funny, personally, watching him, in my mind now, in my mind's eye, watching him drape women's undergarments over these cars. That's not as funny, that image, as the image of him getting sprayed with the grass shavings. For some reason, and I don't know what it is, whether it's the simplistic nature of my sense of humor, but that's hilarious to me.
And I'm with you on that. The image of him sitting in the gazebo with
routinely,
grass,
regularly getting just nailed.
You know, at first I envision him sort of swatting at the grass, like one might swat at a fly or a mosquito. Yeah. Then I envision him glaring at the park employee who's cutting the grass.
You know, there's something I'd like
maybe
to do.
Maybe even shaking his fist at some point in time.
There's something I'd like to do with this guy, and it wouldn't be right. It certainly wouldn't be compassionate. But the guy's eventually got to use a Biffy. There must be a public one around there. When he goes in to use the Biffy, if he goes into a stall, shuts the door, and sits down, to come in with a bag full of grass shavings, and just hoist it over the top of the stall and empty it on the fella. And just follow him around. Him around town.
Don't you think, though, at the very beginning, it might be easier if this fellow, when he's sitting in the gazebo and he sees they're about ready to cut the grass, perhaps he leaves the gazebo for a while and walks elsewhere in the park?
No, because he's sure, and I understand this, he's sure the guy coming by is going to see him and say, well, I'll cut in the other direction. It's just as easy to. As somebody who used to have a little lawn service in my youth, it was very easy to just turn the mower around and not cut in a way that would hit another person. He assumes that's going to happen, but your average city worker doesn't give a damn about that. He's going through it through his day, probably listening to a headset or daydreaming about making love with the neighbor's wife. And bam, just nails the guy.
Well, if you'd like more on the story, log on to the Wausau Daily Herald. .com.
Yeah, I'm hoping Hollywood gets the rights to this thing.
Absolutely.
We can see it on the big screen.
Absolutely.
Are you